Right, so I've taken something for shits and giggles, basically, and I took the quotes from Dementio from Super Paper Mario on the Super Mario Wiki, put them into Google Translate. I first put the quotes in Spanish, then Arabic, and then back to English. And it has very mixed results. Why would I do this? Because I was bored and was inspired by two ROM hacks of Google translated Paper Mario games, Paper Mario The Thousand Year Door and Paper Mario 64, known as Book of Mario, Thousands of Doors, and Book of Mario. It is just as hilarious, nonsensical, and stupid as you would imagine. So, without further ado, here we go. This is Dementio's quotes in Google Translate, translated three times. So, let's begin. We start with the introduction. Yeah, nobody likes disgusting things, sis. A perfect world. It looks magical, sis. Where does the sis come from? Does Dementio have a sister I don't know about? I can hardly bear to wait. And here I thought Mimi's perfect world was a pool full of gems with massive skewers. Okay, I mean, technically it's not wrong. I'm enjoying a good slice. And apparently he had pizza before this. What is this meeting? Is he just having food while Count Blanket and the other minions just discussing the plans to destroy the world? Like, interesting. Please do go on. Let me get the popcorn. My God, already losing my shit, and this is just the prologue. Well, I guess I'll go too. Chapter one. It won't be that easy. Oh no. Nice to meet you. And your mustache. Well, this part hasn't changed. I am the master of dimensions, Count Blake, the cheerleader who delights the masses. I, Dementio, remember the name well, which, by the way, Dementio is spelled wrong, because instead of an I, it's an E. I mean, sort of close. It would be very boring if Journey ended so easily. Instead, it ends with magic. Yeah, so much better. Now you and this robotic guardian can have some good time. Yes, good time snacking when he eats on you. For you are a snack. Ciao. What is this exchange? I can't. Let's just go back. The cheerleader who delights the masses. I mean, isn't Dementio basically hyping himself up anyway? So, anyway. Chapter 2. And so it came, like a sudden gust of wind on a picnic in the kindergarten. What? Why are we in kindergarten? Your wish is my command. Besides, this idiot sounds like a fun challenge. Well, that's not entirely inaccurate what he would say. Now, if nothing else, I'll be on my way. Zao, Earl. Earl? Who's Earl? You mean Count Black? Why does he call him Earl? And Sal? I guess it couldn't translate chow correctly. Chapter 3. You have finally arrived. You don't do well with delays. Finally, the hero. I know you from the poetry festival that dances on your lips. What? That doesn't even make any sense. My well-known lady, your beauty's as refreshing as a slap in the face on a cold winter's day. Well, that much hasn't changed. It must be the carriage. I knew of them when I saw the waving bumps you call an arm. Did he just compare Bowser to a fucking carriage? Ouch. Oh my God. I am a humble servant to Count Blake. There it goes again. So is he called Blake or Earl? Or is his full name Earl Blake? Dimensional Master. The crowd delighted. I, Dementio. Oh, we got that right. The crowd. Is he just announcing that? Is he hearing, like, imaginary applause inside his head? Considering how unhinged this guy is, that wouldn't be a stretch. It is truly wonderful to finally meet my hapless victims. I made you a special snack. Oh boy, what is it? How about some magic? Well, that's not a snack at all. And voila, you are now in Dimension D, one of my own creativity dimensions. If you say so. In this amazing world, my attacks are 256 times stronger. Now I'm much stronger. I can destroy with a raise of an eyebrow. Now we must duel like two shining banjos on a moonlit staircase. What? Can you break through this illusion? You punches like little jackhammers that angry little woodworkers are handling. What the fuck does that even mean? What? Did he have a stroke for a minute? How is that possible? This dimension makes me 256 times stronger. What? You say this place also makes you more powerful? Of course! This was just a treat that went exactly as planned. Was this fun for you? This was just an appetizer. Next time we meet, we'll have a killer 8-course meal. Oh, okay. Ciao now, my mustachioed enemy. Alas, beautiful princess, I have to say now, Zao. However, my little enemy limbs, I have to say ciao. My little enemy limbs. I'm not sure which is more insulting, that he compared Bowser to a fucking carriage, or basically a T-Rex with little nubby arms. Oh my god. Ah, a little more than that, perhaps. They are strong, but they have to be stronger to defeat Blake. I have to make sure they can handle it when the time finally comes. And this is how the bad guys manage to hit me. Yes, just hit me and stuff. Not like jumping on you or anything else. No, they just like smack like that. They are undoubtedly strong. Very powerful. I dare say, they might even be strong enough to defy a prophecy. Oh my god! This is the first time a morsel of information has touched my ear. Tell me! Oh my god. He's desperate to find out information. Like, ooh, gossip, I want to hear this. Customize! Come back! Save Blake! What the fuck? What the fuck am I reading? Oh my god. Oh my, my god! How interesting! Nastasia and their Earl are having such deep conversations. What is our dear Earl playing in? I don't know what he plays in, but, okay. Ah, well, I'll let him worry about that. I have to take care of my own projects. And chapter 4. That was just chapter 3. Oh lord, there's still more. So what you're saying is, the man in green is our subordinate in training, Mr. L? Wow, aren't we warm-blooded? Hold on. Yep, I still have a pulse. Well, well, I think that's worthy of admiration. Now, if you excuse me, I have to go too. Ciao. And chapter 5. Greetings, O-Chunks. Ah, we meet again, like two huge Vikings on a sailboat tossed by a storm. Well, that's sort of accurate. Ah, we meet again, like two magical and wild rhinos in an expanse in the Twilight Forest. Twilight Forest is capitalized. It's an actual thing. What? Was that a reference to, like, the Thousand Year Door's Twilight Town? No, that can't be. That's too clever. What? And two rhinos in an expanse in the Twilight Forest. Somehow this is even more nonsensical than what he said in the original. Ah, we meet again, like two angry burly dinosaurs with terrible indigestion. Damn, he just keeps burning Bowser left and right. Ah, a quadrillion pardon. Far be it from me to be a hindrance. Far, far. I happen to have an acquaintance on this earth. Yes, just this earth. Nowhere else. I was just saying hi. Yes, really. And I saw you and I thought, maybe my magic can help in this battle. Ah, rest assured, I'm hardly under your feet. After all, I'm floating. You're fighting for your heart. Ciao. Okay, greetings, O-Chunks. How's it going, Yes, yes, of course, I understand. Your honor shall be satisfied. But, O-Chunks, before you let your game finish, give me poor fellow a moment. What? I have something better that I think you will enjoy. I hope you would try it for me. Oh, isn't it time, okay? Isn't it time for something to help Count Blake? Ah, it's time to part. Ciao! Finally you came to play, like little children who sleep late. What? Aren't you tired of collecting those pure, worn-out, and tired hearts? I'm not naturally violent, you know. I'd rather sell this peacefully, actually. Suppose, for example, that you wanted to return to your world. I could do that for you. So it must be. Shall we begin? Oh my, aren't you brave? Same fight, same result. You're absolutely right. That's why. A nice green hat, don't you think? Yes, ignore that the hat looks like a plant coming out of their head. It's obviously a hat. Believe me. Dear old Chunk, so strong yet so undefeated. What? That doesn't make any sense. It should be so strong yet so very dim. What? Baby can learn his attack patterns. As such, I asked my acquaintances for some buds to cheer him up a bit. I have a connection to a guy. I gave him the stuff. I call this boy Kabash. Don't be shy, or Kabash. Introduce yourself. Fuck. Just awesome. Oh my god. I just love this. Like, he's just watching this and falls like, this is awesome. I love this. I love being a manipulative asshole. Now remember, the kids, eat vegetables to grow, except in this case, vegetables will eat you. Enjoy now. Ciao. It actually says ciao as in chow down for dinner. God. Really? He made a pun. Oh my lord. Somehow I can see him do this also. If they can beat the O-Chunks model, they're doing a good job. The O-Chunks model, implying there are many O-Chunks in storage. Oh my god, I'm losing my shit so hard. Maybe they really are the ones I've been waiting for all this time. I must prepare too. There is so much to do, so little precious time. It's hard to stay still when you yearn for sweet revenge, isn't it? Earl's orders are all absolute. Absolutely without exception, right? We shouldn't even dare to think of a secret attack. The thought dies. Oh my god. The thought dies. Defeating a hero will make the Count very happy, but we must follow orders. Oh, we get the Count right here correctly. My, oh, isn't that an important thing? I think I should move on too. Chapter 6. Oh, we're almost there. Did they offend your fragile pride, Master L? Destroy your robot again? Damn, he sounds really condescending here. Did they destroy your fragile pride, Master L? Oh, shame on you. Maybe this is the best. You said it yourself. You can't go back to counting now, so get lost. What a mood! Your nose is glowing like a hissing cobra cap. What? So he just said, what a mood. And my lord. Okay, I'm just gonna keep going. Otherwise, we'd be here forever. I can't count you. If I get rid of you here, they won't find me. I have to do simple math. You are not part of the equation. And others will never find you. Yes, this is the time for me to grab. Grab what? It's time for you to take your last bow, Mr. L. Shh, don't worry. Won't be that bad, I promise. I will send these heroes to you soon so they will have someone to play with. Ciao, Mr. L. Helpful hero group. How are they crying? Tears are flowing like sad soup. That doesn't even make any sense. What a bad news. There is no way in this world to recover a pure heart. Yes, unfortunately, all your hard work was too in vain. What? Did he just stumble on his words, or he was just thinking mid-sentence? All your heart was too in vain. Yes, nailed it. Yes, that's right, which is why I decided to give you a consolation award. Oh boy, what is it? It's very simple. I fulfill their desires. I send them to the other world. Do you know who I am, right? I am your enemy, Dementio. I serve Count Blake. Well, as cute as that was, I have to go. Ciao. What? As cute as that was, I have to go. Yes, I just killed him and sent him straight to hell. That was cute. Anyway, bored now. Bye. Oh my god. Okay, two more. Two more. We're nearly at the end. Chapter 7. Oh, I'm afraid so early. In fact, they'll be here in no time. Well, I'm not one of those people who miss a party. I'm always a partying person. Oh, but wait a moment, dear Earl. Does the name Plumiere Plumiere? How do you get Plumiere to Plumiere? What? Oh, the mustache guy picks it went on over and over. She said, I should stop Plumiere, but I guess there's no reason to care about Pix's attacks. Oh my god, this is getting more nonsensical as we go along. Okay, last one, chapter 8. So, I finally come here. Yes, here I am, before you, in this castle, which is the only place I could possibly be. I'm here now. Oh, but what is this? You seem to be missing the dazzling princess and arm bartender. So he compared him to a carriage, a T-Rex, and a bartender. What? These insults just keep getting more confusing. Ah, I see. You're in such a hurry. Let me get out of your way then. As soon as you beat me up. Is he just asking to get his ass kicked? You have proven in the past that you're a worthy enemy, so it'll make it easy for you. You have to come and find me first. It'll be like a game of cards with magic, except we're not playing cards, we're playing tag. What? Do you enjoy my signature game? Kinda sucks, to be honest, not gonna lie. 0 out of 10, not play again. Joking? Oh no, magic is no laughing matter. I'm always very serious. I've been watching you. You're the only one who could stand up to Count Blake. So, I have a favor to ask. Will you help me destroy the Earl? Betrayal? Oh no, it's Count Blake who betrayed me. He said he would destroy all worlds and create a perfect new world in their place. But he was lying. He plans to destroy all worlds and then keep them all in ruins. I have always known of his nefarious aim, but I can never wish to stop him for my account. I pretended loyalty to him, and I'm looking for someone who can defeat him with me. Wait, did he just stop mid-sentence? I pretended loyalty to him, and I'm looking for someone who can defeat him with me. What? Well, you see, that's why I saved the princess from some brainwashing, and that is also why I sent you to the underwear to mend a pure, broken heart. I mean, that part's not wrong. And why did I release Amanda meet his brother? Now you see? Ah, you got me hooked. Now how about giving back? Giving back what? Hooked on what? I will give you the strength you need to crush Count Blake. Just fight by my side. Don't you believe me? But believe me, it's a delicious pasta that holds civilization together. You got me a pasta. Let's fucking go. How does this hit you? Defeat the Earl and I will give you a very rare card. Does that appeal to you? You are like a poor sad sack that has deflated, lost all confidence. Oh no! Perhaps a signed bottle of my perfume, demented by Dementio. Me? What? What is that sentence? You are the hero. Will you let the mind of the little butterfly influence your decision? What will it be? Will you help me face Count Blake? Excellent choice, Mario. You are wiser than you look. Then let me give you a taste of my delicious strength, just as I promised. The power of mind control pasta. This sucking sound is your free will being flushed out of the toilet of your mind. Now you are my slave and you will carry my commands. You will be fearless. Go and defeat the Earl, and when he is gone, I will create a new world. Once again, to a dramatic effect. Are you still refusing? But this offer's dripping a bonus. With the heart of chaos in our hands, we can rule worlds. Do you still refuse? So you spit out my offer. You wasted my time. That's why your game is over. I think I'll start with green. The fluff on her lip would be a nice goblet. What? So Luigi got a sex change and compared to a goblet to drink with. Okay. I think I'll start with green. It looks like easy prey. Ah, now that actually sounds accurate. How cute. I just pressed a tear. Yes, Mario can run. Yes, he can run. With his two legs. And he also went through the door. That's right behind us. And if he somehow manages to defeat Count Blake on his own, that's much better. Then I hit, like an invisible dribbling ball in a booming gym. Lo! I cry, man. Mercy. Oh, man, I say. I see it now. Your strength is enormous. That's why I can't let you fall into Count Blake's velvet quilted gloves. His gloves are quilted? How does that work? I got you now, Luigi. We both taste the agony of ending the game. With magic. Oh, shit, they're gonna turn the console off. Somebody stop him. Full assistant. Absorbing my attack to protect him. What an adorable, desperate gesture. I was about to give her the eternal peace that she desperately desires. Of course, this is my moment. Even if the number dies, the heart of chaos will not disappear if we continue to control it. Oh, we continue to control it? Okay, we'll just kill you right off the bat. But I needed pure heart strength to defeat him. I couldn't do it on my own, so I asked you to do all the sweaty work for me. And even your pure hearts were used to defeat Count Blake. If you make greeting cards to thank people for helping him with evil plans, I owe you one. I'm saying you have no value to me anymore, so I'm ending your matches. Oh shit, Smash is cancelled. They are all yours, Master L. When I sent Luigi here, I planted a seed in the fertile soil of the subconscious mind. And that seed sprouted amazingly. Mr. L, now run and prepare for your grand entrance. Now, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the greatest magic show you have ever seen. The Dark Prognosticus says he is the perfect host for the power part of chaos. Now I will add my own strength to the spicy mixture. Soon it will be chaotic pasta. Count Blake, you seem so rough and pathetic that I almost forgot you. I'm going to take the life out of you later. Just wait in this dimension, okay? Great. Now the heart of chaos is mine. I will use it to destroy all worlds and create new and perfect worlds. Let's get started. He sounds so unsure. Like, do I start now? I don't know what to do. Now I have everything I need to become the king of all realms. Man, that sounds like a much better name. Now I'm invincible. There's nothing you can do. Now it's time to start the destruction. Let it begin with you as you falter helplessly like an upside-down turtle. S-Power. What does the S stand for? Superpower? Let's stop wasting time and get this over with, okay? Ciao. What? What's going on? No. Pure hearts? I thought you'd waste them all fighting Count Blake. What is going on? I'm not invincible anymore. Yeah. How did you do it? How could I lose with Luigi's strength and heart of chaos and the prophecy? Was it cancelled? Oh god, they cancelled the dark prophecy. Those bastards. Well, in this case, it might be a good thing. Ugh. Do you think this is the end? This is not over yet. You can't stop this now. You can't escape. I was saving myself one last surprise. Zao. And that was the Google translated version of Dementia's quote. Holy moly, that was a roller coaster in of itself. Some of the things make sense, and some improve their original lines and sentences, but others are just fucking nonsense, which is amazing. This is only just translating from English to Spanish, Arabic, and then English again. I would imagine that it will be even more nonsensical the more languages is translated before going back to English. I mean, that's basically what happened with Book of Mario and stuff. Translated a whole bunch of languages in Google Translate, and then pretty much shout out this. It is amazing. Well, this was quite the experience, and oh my god, this is over 20 minutes long, Jesus Christ. Well, I hope you enjoy it and stuff, and bye. I suck at outros. Yeet.